with Will Johnson. Only at band.video.
Hello, hello, welcome. My name is Will Johnson, and this is Firepower. I want to thank everyone for joining me on this Monday evening. Now, if you notice, I've lost my voice, and I'm trying not to lose it anymore. I just got back from Chicago from yelling and triggering liberals. I do have a problem. I like triggering liberals. But anyways, so today we're going to talk about the climate hoax. I like to call it the climate hoax because of the way the Democrats are trying to push this whole thing onto all of us, and they know it's not actually real, but they have an agenda. Okay, with the up-and-coming 22 election, the left is increasing the propaganda of the climate change, right? I mean, they're increasing it day by day, and they're targeting children. The Green New Steel, now I can't take claim to that, but the Green New Steel is simply another globalist agenda to control the masses. This agenda is so hardcore, you even have tech companies, the big tech companies, trying to suppress the truth so people don't understand it, or so children don't even find out the truth about it. This climate change is so big, not only are the tech companies doing it, but they're getting help from the schools teaching the whole climate change. And on top of that, they have the socialist mainstream media teaching all of this to kids and to people, to everybody. I mean, it's like the biggest agenda that has hit the planet. And I think because they're using it to try to create a globalist movement to bring everybody together. John Coleman, the founder of the Weather Channel, was on CNN where he was debunking the whole climate change agenda. Okay, the whole idea of it. It says, and I quote, CNN has taken a very strong position on global warming that is a consensus. Well, there is no consensus in science. Science isn't a vote. You don't vote for it, right? And that's how they're pushing it. I'm going out of quote, but I go back into his quote. Science is about facts. And if you get down to the hard, cold facts, there's no question about it. Climate change is not happening, end quote. That is John Coleman, the founder of the Weather Channel, which he is a scientist. He completely debunks all the others, all the rest. Okay, with all the talk about climate change, we're completely forgetting about the whole deep state. We're getting distracted from it. They're still after President Trump. They're still trying to do everything they can to remove the sitting president of the United States, Donald J. Trump. They're still at it. They're not giving up. They're just putting other stuff to distract us so they can continue on with their work. And the American people they're complacent to it. They're not even recognizing it. On top of that, now you have the left, a whistleblower, and without any tangible evidence, the left is calling for the impeachment of President Trump. I mean, when does it end? When does it end? You even have Bloomberg, and they're on Twitter, Bloomberg Opinion. I guess they say opinion, so just in case they get caught lying, they said it's just their opinion. They said the Mueller probe should have been, the Mueller probe should have left Trump actually aware that seeking political backing from foreign governments can carry criminal charges, as if he's done something wrong. He hasn't done this. Instead, he got on the phone with Zelensky and proceeded to invite a foreign power to interfere into the U.S. elections, which is a total lie. If they don't know what came out of the whistleblower, how are they making a suggestion of it? All right, so go to band.video. Go to band.video and click on Firepower. And once you click on Firepower, you can go down to the video. It looks like it's running slow tonight. But let's go on into the studio. Once you hit Firepower, you go to band up video and hit Firepower, you can watch it live. So please, tell all your friends, tune in. We have John Michael Chambers on with us tonight. John Michael Chambers is going to be joining us. All right, so stay tuned. We have a lot for you. Climate hoax, the climate hoax.
This is Firepower. And now, Will Johnson.
Hello, everybody. My name is Will Johnson, firepowernews.com. We're out here at an event where the leftist is having a climate change event, convincing everyone that the planet is going to end. Do you think people population is a part of contributing to the issue, too?
Yes, but is that the easiest? Is that the lowest hanging fruit? No. I think we can do other things a little bit more easily.
So
you can't tell people to stop having kids. Well, China did. It didn't work out so well.
No, it's not working out well at all. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of men. Frustrated men. Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hello. How are you doing?
They let y'all out of class?
Yeah.
Y'all believe in the climate change? Y'all just taking the day off?
No, we believe in it 100%.
A little bit of both? Yeah. Thank you for being honest. Because if I was in school, I'm like, dude, I'm bouncing. What are they? How are they convincing you that we have an actual problem with the climate change constantly taking place?
The main thing, in my opinion, is probably time lapses. Seeing, like, the Arctic, like, starting, like, this big and ending super small over, like, 15 years.
Did they tell you it's actually getting bigger now?
Oh, no.
They didn't tell you that?
Really?
Yeah, it's actually getting bigger. Google it. Don't believe me. Google it.
Really?
Because they said, you know, I think, was it 2012, 13, they said all the polar bears were going to be gone?
Yeah.
But the polar bears are increasing in numbers.
I think that'll affect the companies, that actually the carbon tax goes back to the people. I don't believe they'll be taxed.
Okay, so they'll tax the companies, carbon tax, but then the companies will pass that carbon tax on to the people.
Well, I mean, they could raise the prices, maybe. I'm not entirely sure how that works, but whatever they pay in taxes will be distributed among people. Like, every person gets, like, a full share, and then kids get, like, half of that, so everybody actually can benefit from that tax.
Oh, okay, so they'll do carbon tax against the companies, and then they'll take that carbon tax money that they get from the companies and distribute it to the people throughout the community and stuff.
Yeah, that's how it works.
And then that will help the climate change that we have going on.
Yeah.
You think humans doing it, most of it, making it happen?
Yeah.
Do you think maybe one of the solution is population control?
You'd hesitate to say that, but yes, absolutely.
Which candidate are you for, and that's actually pushing the changes that you're saying?
I'm for Andrew Yang. He's the one that is going to give everyone from the bottom down, you know, screw the trickle-down mentality. Let's trickle up. If he's going to give everyone $1,000 to start their own business, that is going to start the green revolution. That is going to be what creates manufacturing jobs, allows people to use their spare time to become educated how to create these new technologies that we need to move forward to get off oil.
Do you think population control could be something that could help the climate change?
I'm not sure that's the most realistic option, but it would help. Yeah.
Y'all came out of school to show your support for climate change? Okay. What are they telling y'all in school? Are they telling y'all that it's actually happening and that we have to do something to fix it?
Yes.
What are they telling you that we can do to fix it?
They're telling us that if we can protest for it, like,
lower our carbon emissions and vote for people in politics to help, like, stop.
Oh, so the teachers are suggesting to you that you should vote for people that believe in the climate change.
No, our teachers are not telling us that.
Those are ways to help.
Ways to help by voting for people that believe in the climate change.
They're not telling us to vote for anyone.
No. They're saying one way to help is to vote for people that believe in the climate change.
Yeah.
Hi there.
Hello.
I'm the mom. Hello,
Mom. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
So I was just talking to say they came out for school.
Yep.
School let them out for climate change.
The school didn't. I took her out of school.
Okay, you took her out of school.
Correct.
So you believe in the climate change too. So
it's not a thing to believe. It's a scientific fact. You do not have my permission.
I'm just saying, we're in a public area. I'm just talking to people.
I just spoke with the Capitol Police and they said it is not okay.
Okay, let's go talk to Capitol Police.
That's a great idea.
I want to hear it. Because she said I ambushed. How do I ambush in a public area?
Well, actually,
approach 13-year-old children and,
Ma'am, this is a public rally.
I know, but if you approach children and record them speaking on camera, you can put their twisted words online.
Like I said, this is a public rally. We can't stop these guys.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Thank you.
A lot of them are saying that carbon tax is the answer, or a carbon fee is the answer to stop all of the changes to the climate that we're seeing today. So we talked to a lot of people. This is it right here. This is the insanity that's going on. The climate has always been changing. All right. Will Johnson, FirePowerNews.com. All right. Welcome back. You know, that lady at the end, she was so triggered that she could not get the police department to get me to stop recording and to remove me from the premises. If we were on the socialist media platforms, they would have banned me. They would have blocked me. That's exactly what she would have done. Like, we don't have freedoms. She even signed, I talked to her earlier, she even signed gay consent for her daughter to be there. I mean, I didn't say anything. I didn't put any words in her mouth or her daughter's mouth or anything. So, all right. I want to thank everyone for joining us. Again, we have Tom Pepper riding shotgun with us. I believe he is live with us right now.
I think I'm here, Tom. With you, Will.
There you I'm are. Here. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. Will, that was a phenomenal video. I really appreciated the kid who admitted, yeah, I don't believe this. I'm just getting the day out of school. That's the most honest person at that entire event.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm like, thank you for being honest. You know, I mean, seriously, I would have done the same thing. I said it in the video. Hey, I got a free day off. I'm going to take it. Why not? Even if I agree or don't agree, I'm going to take it. So
I also appreciated the guy. I mean, what was he going on about? That somehow a carbon tax, we're going to take money from the businesses, then we'll redistribute it to the people, and somehow this process will end climate change. You found some real winners in that crowd.
You know, it's really easy. I would have had more people talking to me if I didn't have on Trump as your president. But, you know, I got the reaction from when I have that T-shirt on. Trump is your president. I have two kind. I have one that just says Trump is your president. I have another one to tell them to get over it. Trump is your president. But when I just have that shirt on, the reaction I get from them is just completely different than they see a black guy. They think they're safe, you know? But sometimes I kind of hide the shirt before I go up there and talk to them, and then they kind of open up a little bit, but then they kind of back down. Some of the video, which I didn't put in there, we tried to talk to some of them, and they just kind of run away as soon as they see my shirt. Like I did something to scare him. I'm the boogeyman again.
Wow. And you know, that really says something, that it was by and large, it was young people who were willing to talk to you. Young people who apparently the brainwashing hasn't taken hold yet. It was either young people, or you had the old guy there for a second, or I guess the guy who looked like he smoked a big one before he went out to the event that day. But that says a lot. I think the young people are at least willing to examine the other side of the argument, the actual scientific side of the argument, and especially that group of teenagers, when you told them that the Arctic is getting bigger, you could tell their minds were blown.
Yeah, exactly. And I went out there, you know what? And the big tech is absolutely suppressing information, because there's a lot of information out there that shows otherwise. And I was absolutely able to find that information. So we have another clip on climate change. I believe you brought this one to the table, Tom. So let's get to that clip. This is number two. Oh, my goodness. Seriously? This is going to help the climate. this is going to help the climate. Oh my God. I mean, seriously, someone stabbed me in the eyes now.
Wait, you haven't.
How's that going to help the climate?
They're twerking for the planet. That's what this is about. Well, that's how you win climate change.
Planet tweaker twerking. Oh my goodness. I had no idea. I hadn't seen that. I hadn't even seen that. I had no idea that we're going to see. So we have another video that you brought. So, we're going to play that one right in the beginning when we come back from the break. Maybe I should go watch it first. That's pretty crazy. All right. Will Johnson, Tom Pepper at FirePowerNews.com. We'll be right back after this. Go to band.video. Band.video. Share this video. Share it. Band.video. We'll be back in a minute. My eyes. Oh, yeah. My eyes. Oh, my eyes. Really? 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 I mean, so who's gonna pick up all the trash? What happened to the environment? I mean, really? Really? I wanna apologize for anyone who just visually saw that. Anyone who's listening, thank God you didn't have to see that. All right, so we have Tom Pepper at firepowernews.com. Thank you for joining us. All right, so we're going to get into some more of these clips. I think we're going to go on. We're just going to talk all about the climate, this climate craziness. Mr. Tom Pepper, do you want to go ahead and introduce the next video?
Absolutely. For the folks at home, I promise it's not that graphic. And maybe we should have added that all of these clips were from Washington, D.C., the climate protests that have been going on there. And I guess twerking with confetti is going to stop climate change, even though, I mean, the confetti, that confetti is going to be on this earth way longer than that weird guy twerking. So it looks like the next clip we have coming up is actually these protesters. They blocked traffic in Washington, D.C. They're twerking in public. It was like a blockade. They put all their vehicles in the middle of the street so they could, I guess, twerk unprovoked or uninhibited. And this next video, clip number three, I'm guessing, or four, it's DC police tow climate change van blocking traffic. If we can go ahead and air that back in the control room.
Okay.
We cannot let them move.
Okay. I don't know what you're
going to
do, but
Tony, this is not safe.
It's not safe.
Then go to the car. This is not safe. This is not safe. This is not safe.
Get out of the street.
This is not safe to tow a vehicle with people on it. This is not safe to tow a vehicle with people on it. There are people on this van and they're towing the vehicle.
So is this like the liberals hugging the tree? You know how they hug the tree so they don't cut it down? they're on the vehicle so they don't tow it away?
I'm just sitting here thinking, if it's not safe, then get off the vehicle. Get out of the street. Where are the parents in this? Well, you have children. I'm guessing that you've taught them not to play in traffic. I don't know. These parents have failed.
Oh, you know what? If I had children that was doing something like this, I'm going to do as my parents did, my grandparents would have, and my great-grandparents would have. I would have got a switch, a belt, or the back of my hand would have been hitting the backside of their butt. Something. Because doing this, that's the problem right now. Kids in this, on the world, even adults now, because they did not get the discipline they should have. And now you got this. This is what you get. This is the end result. Liberalism has no discipline.
Well, that's exactly right. And from my understanding, if these people had a permit, it definitely did not it consists of cordoning off a block of traffic outside the nation's capital. It certainly didn't mean that they could park their van wherever they wanted to. And it certainly didn't mean that they could litter the streets with confetti as they did provocative dances before all of America to see. It's really just a disgusting, strange thing. And, you know, it all kind of it's perfectly illustrated in the next video we have, where this little climate change guy, he's crying and he thinks that humanity is going to end and he has to do his part to end humanity. I think we could probably go ahead and play that clip.
Yeah, let's see that.
My conscience couldn't handle the idea of bringing someone into a dying world. But I have hope. I still think I can be a father one day, but only if we act.
Let me get this straight. If we don't do what they say as far as climate change, he's not going to have any children. Is that my understanding? And if that's the case,
exactly right.
If that's the case, then let's not do it. Let's not do anything that they want so they stop breeding.
Yes. I mean, I was joking. Of course, I love the environment. I love clean air. I love clean water. But I was joking with the producer here in the Kansas studio before the show. It's like, you know, these guys are making a really compelling case for the destruction of the planet. I mean, let's start, you know, get rid of all the smog emission controls. I want a giant diesel truck. Let's escalate this thing. Let's make sure these people don't have kids.
Yeah, absolutely. If they're going to come with the insanity, because all they're going to do is bring kids into the world and then indoctrinate the kids with this insanity that they're going along with, and then we're just going to end up with more insane people. I mean, he might be onto something. So, you know, go get you a big diesel truck, get you a big burly dually truck, and make sure you rev it up.
You know, I would have killed to have seen a truck like that at these protests. They would have absolutely come unglued. Or maybe not, because as we said, that confetti that they were twerking with, that stuff is going to be on this planet for generations to come.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, they got a cool video out of it.
Yeah, absolutely. So you have one more video in this this segment that we want to get to, right?
Yeah, that's
actually
exactly
this is the one. Yeah, this is the one where I was talking about in my monologue with let me make sure I say his name right. It was John Coleman. He was the founder of the Weather Channel. John Coleman. This is that video here. So let's go to that video. It's a really good video. Everyone needs to see this.
It's nice to be on CNN. Hello to all your viewers. I resent you calling me a denier. That is a word meant to put me down. I'm a skeptic about climate change, and I want to make it darn clear, Mr. Kenny's not a scientist. I am. He's the CEO of the Weather Channel now. I was the founder of the Weather Channel, not the co-founder.
And I'm glad you did, because I am addicted to the Weather Channel.
I'm not talking now. Hold on just a minute. I'm not done. And CNN has taken a very strong position on global warming that it is a consensus. Well, there is no consensus in science. Science isn't a vote. Science is about facts. And if you get down to the hard, cold facts, there's no question about it. Climate change is not happening. There is no significant man-made global warming now. There hasn't been any in the past, and there's no reason to expect any in the future. There's a whole lot of baloney. And yes, it has become a big political point of the Democratic Party and part of their platform. And I regret it's become political instead of scientific. But the science is on my side.
Yeah, the science is on his side. And the Democrats can't stand it. They're all, you know what? Brian Stelter?
One of his finest moments, getting shut down by an 80-year-old man.
Yes, I love it. I love it. He became my hero when I saw that. When I first saw it, I said, man, I love this man. You know, and you know what? But that's it. The Democrats, they have this agenda to keep pushing this whole climate change on all, because it's a globalist thing, and they figured that they can get everybody to come in under this globalist umbrella of the climate change. And then guess what? We can have world domination. We can have world control. We can have the world coming together, the UN, and we can all sing Kumbaya at that point. It's ridiculous.
Well, that's exactly right. And we're going to see some of that in the next segment, where they're now prancing this 16-year-old child who has a disability as though she's going to save the world through globalism.
All right. Awesome. Awesome deal. All right. FirepowerNews.com. Will Johnson, Tom Pepper. We'll be back after this brief message. All right. Band.video. 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 We'll be back.
Real news, real people, real politics. Firepower with Will Johnson.
All right, welcome back, Will Johnson, Tom Pepper, firepower.com. All right. Before we went out to the break, we were talking about the climate change, and we played a video clip with John Coleman, for the founder of the Weather Channel. If I'm not mistaken, he's deceased. Is that a correct statement?
And I believe, you know, he is.
I believe that he is. And I'm sadly to say, I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, CNN is not happy about it, especially after that clip. We need to make sure he stays alive as far as that clip, because, you know, they want to shut it down. And you know what? Actually, Snoop's is trying to debunk what he was saying, trying to make what he was saying wasn't true. I mean, this is Snoop's, but we all know Snoop's is left leaning anyway. So very interesting. So we have another clip we want to get into. This is, do you want to introduce this one?
Absolutely. So, of course, the new globalist mouthpiece is this young lady. She seems like a nice kid. I don't know, aside from the brainwashing, Greta Thunberg. And you've probably seen videos of her or images of her. She looks fairly possessed, I think is a nice way to put it. She looks very unhappy, very angry. And she delivered this fire and fury speech today before the United Nations. And I mean, it was something out of 1930s Germany. If we can go ahead and air Greta Thunberg's insane speech, let's do it. Control room.
My message is that we'll be watching you. This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you? You have stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words, and yet I'm one of the lucky ones. People are suffering. People are dying. Entire ecosystems are collapsing. We are in the beginning of a mass extinction, and all you can talk about is money and fairy tales of eternal economic growth. How dare you? Because if you really understood the situation and still kept on failing to act, then you would be evil, and that I refuse to believe. The popular idea of cutting our emissions in half in 10 years only gives us a 50% chance of staying below 1.5 degrees and the risk of setting off irreversible chain reactions beyond human control. How dare you pretend that this can be solved with just business as usual and some technical solutions? There will not be any solutions or plans presented in line with these figures here today, because these numbers are too uncomfortable, and you are still not mature enough to tell it like it is. You are failing us. But the young people are starting to understand your betrayal. The eyes of all future generations are upon you. And if you choose to fail us, I say we will never forgive you. We will not let you get away with this. Right here, right now, is where we draw the line. The world is waking up. And change is coming, whether you like it or not.
Wow. 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 Wow.
She strikes me as possessed, Will.
Is she clicking her heels and say, hup? I mean, seriously, is she clicking her heels while she's doing that? Seriously. I mean, it's the same tactic the Nazis were using children to get at adults, to get them to comply with an agenda that they were pushing. And here it is, they're using children again. And you know what it really is? They believe these anti-American progressive leftists believe that they can get it right this time. They can do it better than what Hitler was doing. What do you think?
When will it? It's interesting you bring that up. If you look far enough back into Greta's history, and this, I haven't done all my homework, but I've read reports that she is related to actual eugenists who were associated with the Nazis. If you look at the way she's portrayed in most of her photos, she's got the ponytail or the braids coming down on either side of her. She looks like something out of a German propaganda. There it is on screen. Yep. Now, that is something out of German propaganda from the Second World War. The way that she is saying, we will never forgive you, we won't forget. You won't get away from this. It is antithetical to everything that the United Nations supposedly represents. And yet here she is. She's been making the rounds in Europe for months, maybe a year now. And now she's coming to grace us here in the United States with her demands that we bow down between this 16-year-old girl and fall in line with whatever she wants. She is the new Messiah. And I'm not just joking about that. I think Sarah Silverman actually said, of course, the washed-up comedian, she actually said, this child is Jesus. I mean, these people are demented.
You know what she reminds me of? She reminds me of the female version of David Hogg. And if you say anything bad about her on the socialist media platforms, you're subject to get banned, I'm sure, because she's, what, 16? So you can't say anything bad about her. But because she's out in the public eye, they don't even want us to make any remarks about it. To my understanding, before the guys put the picture up on the screen, they were saying that it was maybe possibly sensitive. It was sensitive content. I mean, seriously, what she's doing. Now, another thing, I'm wondering if someone should go back and not just fat check, but if they should go back and take her words from that speech and see if those words actually show up somewhere else. Like possibly in, you know, a Nazi handbook somewhere. I'm just curious because it's, I mean, if you listen to what she's saying, I mean, if you really listen to what she's saying, it's like someone wrote that for her and they have that agenda all in there. Now I'm just curious. You know, if I had the time, I would spend the time to go look for that. I'm pretty sure someone is doing that right now as we speak.
Well, and you notice, Will, the entire time, it's she delivers an applause line and she looks down at her notes, and she delivers an applause line and she looks down at her notes. So it's clear that this isn't a memorized speech. This isn't extemporaneous speaking. This is something that was probably written for her and handed to her. And what's also fascinating to me, Will, that was at the United Nations, where she's condemning these people, saying, I refuse to believe that you know about this, because if you know about it, that would make you evil. And they all laugh and clap and applaud. Yeah. These are the people she's condemning applauding her. It's such an obvious narrative being woven for us.
I mean, you know what? I think you touched on it right in the beginning. They're demonic. I mean, they're evil. I mean, that's exactly what it is. And it's like we're in a stage in this world right now, this planet, to where stuff like her is so the demonic stuff that's coming out of it is completely safe and it's okay. All right, so we have another clip. This is with a young female. She says she might die in a few years, right? She might die in a few years because of the climate change. I mean, so what about, you know, an illegal coming to the country? You might die from that too. Let's go to that clip.
We have been polluting the earth for years, and we might actually die in a few years if we don't stop this.
We understand this is an issue of not only climate change, but also of race, of equity. And honestly,
use the children. Use the children. Right. I mean, use the children. They're honestly no different than Nazi Germany do. I mean, seriously.
That's exactly right. Well, Will, we can say one thing, though, that they are very low energy. I mean, you have Greta, poor Greta. And again, she seems like a nice kid. If you could only get rid of the brainwashing, she'd be a happy young kid and it'd be great. But low energy. You can go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. You've got 50% off all wellness and all preparedness. It's Black Friday comes early at InfoWarsStore.com. These are products you need. Check it out.
Yeah, absolutely. InfoWarsStore.com. They are one of our major sponsors. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Thank you. We'll be right back after this. Welcome back. Will Johnson, Tom Pepper, FirePowerNews.com. Please go to band.video, share it. Band.video, share that link out, band.video, and tell your friends, family, cousins, nephew, whatever it is, to share that link out. And oh yeah, let's go back to it again one more time, because we were at the end of that. There's a great sale going on right now from our sponsor, InfoWarsStore.com. A great deal. I mean, Black Friday, it came early. It's coming early. So, you know what? This is amazing. Let me just say this about the products really quick. The products on InfoWarsStore.com, they work. I mean, they absolutely work. Let me just say this. My wife, she would complain about, you know, she got these aches and with the humidity here in Austin, because I came from California to Austin, Texas, and she would talk about the humidity and how hot it is here. And she was just like, man, my bones, just everything just aching. So I bought some DNA Force and I took it home, and she was doing some research up on it. She was looking at the DNA Force and she started taking it. 2 days later, she said, Will, she said, I love this DNA Force. Now, this is a true story. I'm not just saying this to get people to believe it. She's telling me this story this morning. She said, Will, I love the DNA Force. She said, I can still feel it because I can still feel my bones, but she said, it doesn't hurt. She said, I can function. It's like, it's amazing. And it's just like, because all the humidity is just hitting her, and the DNA Force, she said, you need to go ahead and order another bottle. She said, because I don't want to be without it. She said, it's so wonderful. The products, my point is, if you don't realize how wonderful the products are, you're completely missing out. When Alex Jones talks about the products, he's talking about it on a higher level, but I talk about it on a personal level. And they absolutely work. Alex Jones, he's on point. He's on topic. So, but with that said, enough. You just got to try it right now. Black Friday, 50% off. All right. Let's get back to Mr. Tom Pepper. Man, I'm really struggling here. I'm trying not to lose my voice. It seems like it's just gradually going away. I was yelling at those liberals, and I guess it's all well worth it. But let me just calm down. So, all right, so we have another clip, and I'm going to go ahead and let you lead into this one, and then I'll lead into the next one.
So, of course, we just saw young Greta and how she fearmongers and convinces little kids that the world is ending. Well, she tried her best to have a showdown with President Donald Trump while he was passing her in a hallway, and it did not go well for young Greta Thunberg. Let's go ahead and roll that clip, if we can, back in the control room.
Thank you very much.
Mr. President, you
are you willing to meet with Mr. Rouhani, sir?
Say
it. Are you willing to meet with Mr. Rouhani, sir?
We'll see what happens. We have a long way to go. We'll see what happens. We're doing just fine. We're doing very well with the economy. Some numbers came out that are fantastic. Our economy now is better than anybody's in the world, and it has been for the last 2 years. But we're doing very well. And as far as the meeting is concerned, we'll see what happens.
I mean, seriously, why does she, you know, they brought her in there on purpose to try to, you know, to tug at President Trump too. A little girl with, you know, a little, is it just me? Is it just me? But she's blonde hair. She's a white female. I'm just saying, I'm not trying to make any connections there, but I mean, is it just me? Is it?
Well, Will, the one thing that the Nazis have on young Greta, and I'm not saying anything nice about the Nazis, and I never would, but they never had a propaganda poster where she's making that bizarre face, and I don't even want to try to replicate it because people will make memes of me, and I don't want that to happen. But she looked like she was constipated, or maybe she was in terrible pain, and President Trump, meanwhile, is just strolling by his usual magnificent self and paying no mind to the haters and losers, which has been his philosophy for his entire adult life. And I just think it was such a juxtaposition of her making that face and Trump just, yep. How's it going, everyone? Yep. How's it going?
Yep. I'm going to ignore you. But you know what? That's one thing I like about President Trump. They say he sweats the small things, but he really doesn't. He talks about things that he know people are going to get triggered by, or he know that is going to bring attention to something that he wants to bring attention to. And what, another thing that I really respect about this president is that he will stick up for our freedoms. He'll stick up for our faith, our freedom to have our faith and to practice our faith. And you know, President Trump, he's done that. He brought God back into the Oval Office where Obama removed God. And that's what the Democrats, they want to do. They want to remove God out of sight, out of mind, so they can be completely demonic and do all these things that they want. So we have a clip that we're going to show you where President Trump is defending faith. Let's go to that.
America stands with believers in every country who ask only for the freedom to live according to the faith that is within their own hearts. As president, protecting religious freedom is one of my highest priorities and always has been. Last year, our Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, hosted the first ever ministerial to advance international religious freedom. In this year's ministerial, Secretary Pompeo announced plans to create the International Religious Freedom Alliance, an alliance of like-minded nations devoted to confronting religious persecution all around the world.
I mean, that's amazing to me. You know what? I mean, and then you have so-called Christians, people that call themselves Christians, Christians in name only, basically, and they sit there and they attack President Trump, saying that, you know, that one thing they will say, they'll say that he's racist and all these things, but they won't say that he is rejecting God, because he's not. They do, but he doesn't. He's always brought God into the picture, even at his rallies. And he's had preachers and pastors come up on the stage on the national scene, and these preachers and pastors will say in the name of Jesus. And the left gets upset because he's allowing it to happen.
Well, that's exactly right, Will. And I think it goes even further than that, because President Trump brought God to the United Nations, which is something that's probably never happened before in the history of the forsaken United Nations. And even further than that, so you have the global left, the globalists, they bring up this poor Greta girl. She's talking, she's convincing us all the world is about to end and we have to do whatever it is she says. She's the new dictator of the globe. Well, what does President Trump want to talk about at the United Nations? He wants to talk about protecting people of faith, Christians, Buddhists, Jews, everyone, protecting them, keeping them safe. An actual issue. Millions of people are persecuted all over the globe, and it's starting to happen right here in the United States of America. He had an actual issue. He's not up there to talk about something that's utterly inconsequential. And that, I think, is why Americans love this president.
Yep, you're absolutely right. And he has a pair, and he stands up for people's freedoms of religion. Okay, so we have a clip where this lady was yelling at President Trump. And it's such a short clip. We need to loop it a couple of times so people can hear it and get the gist of it. All right, let's play that. Everything was black. So do we have the video for that, or is just the audio? Okay, so it's just the audio? All right, so play it one more time, and I won't interrupt it. Just play the audio so we can hear it. Yeah, it's kind of hard to make out when you don't have the video with it, so maybe we can get the video and play that one tomorrow some point, because it's a really, 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 extremely, really short clip. So let's see if we can get the video. If we can't get it before the end of the show today, let's get it and we'll play it again tomorrow, because I think it's worth seeing. I mean, sitting there yelling at the president of the United States. So we have one more before we go out. Do we want to play this one, or we want to save this one for tomorrow too?
Well, let's go ahead and play it. It just goes to show how much people love Trump, that last video. And then this next one, how brainwashed the people on the left really are.
Yeah, let's go ahead and play. Actually, let's play it in the next segment. We'll go ahead and play it in the next segment. And the video that I have, I went to Chicago, and I'll have to play that. But you know what? We'll just play that tomorrow. We're going to talk about Chicago a lot tomorrow. So we'll play that video clip for Chicago tomorrow. And we're going to play this clip because we need to stay on topic here. And we'll play this one when we come back after the break. Sounds good?
All right, that works, Will.
Okay. So since we got about 30 seconds here, let me bring this up again. My wife, she was sitting there telling me, she said, I love the DNA Force. Can you guys put that up on the screen right now? Infowarsstore.com, which is our sponsor for Firepower News. DNA Force. She's sitting there telling me, she said, I love this stuff. And I said, you know what? That's the thing that I've noticed about the products that are at InfoWarsStore.com. They actually work. They actually work. It's not just an infomercial. They actually work. We'll be back.
Real news. Real people. Real politics. And now, Will Johnson.
All right, welcome back. We're at the top of the second hour. Will Johnson, Tom Pepper, FirePowerNews.com. I love it, I love it, I love it. So, here we are. We got a crazy leftist. We were going to play a clip in the last segment, but we ran out of time. So, we want to make sure we get this clip in here. This is collegefix.com. This is climate change protesters at a university. Now, these students at the university, they're all being indoctrinated to believe a total lie. Now, let me be clear about climate change. In the Bible, it talks about how we won't be able to tell the changes of the season of the time. But the climate, what they are pushing, the agenda that they're pushing is the opposite. Is the opposite. They're saying that if you pay carbon tax, it will fix the issue. Or if you do a carbon tax on companies and then turn around and take that money and just distribute it to the people, will fix the issue. This is the way they're thinking. Now, there are some things that we should be doing. Like, for example, if you're brushing your teeth, yeah, turn the water off. I turn the water off because I don't want a high water bill. Or if I'm walking around through the house and there's some lights on, I turn the lights off because I don't want a large electric bill. But the way they're going about it is completely backwards. Okay, so we're going to play this clip. And we're going to go ahead and let this clip roll on out to the break, and then we'll come back. But this clip is about protesters at a university. This is protesters at a university. All right? Okay, so let's go ahead and play that clip.
Are we doing freaking fascist, are we doing a fascist, oh, great.
Hey, what's up, guys? My name is Kyle Hooten. I'm reporting with the College Fix on a climate rally occurring here in Northfield, Minnesota at St. Olaf College. Hundreds of students have lined up here to participate in a national event, Walking Out of Class for Climate Justice. We'll be following the story as we walk downtown with this group.
Okay, hey, hey, no, no, climate change has got to go, hey, hey.
Bruh, come on. So, when it comes to climate marching, what do you think the problem is that we're trying to fight today?
Oh, that's a very in-depth question. It covers a lot of bases, really. But I guess that's why, like, intersectionality is a thing, you know? So, let's see. I guess, obviously, like...
I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
No, it's not. It
gets the people going.
So I've heard this figure thrown around in recent months that we have about 12 years left to live before a climate catastrophe ensues.
And we're like, the world is going to end in 12 years if we don't address climate change. And
what are your thoughts on this, and what's your plan?
For we know, it could be sooner than that. We're not entirely sure.
I don't really know. You never know with science.
I haven't seen that figure, but I'm sure it's believable, and it's concerning, you know, the lack of time that I think we have left.
I think it's a super serious statistic, and that people should recognize that that can be truthful, that we need to enact change as soon as possible to prevent that from happening.
Yeah. I'm baffled at the fact that we're talking about so many other issues when this is the most pressing and affects everyone equally. We're not going to have a life if we don't do something about it right now, so we need to start acting immediately.
How many got high after this? Well, I'm just saying. I mean, how many of them going to get high after this?
No more coal! No more oil! Keep our carbon in the soil! No more coal! No more oil! Keep our carbon in the soil!
One thing I'm kind of wondering about is this statistic I've been hearing that in 12 years, the Earth will be uninhabitable. Do you guys buy into that?
Yes, of course. Yeah.
Yeah?
And it's very serious.
Huh. What do you plan to do to fix it?
I mean, coming to strikes like these and really fighting for it.
Bruh, come on.
All right. So you think that capitalism and climate justice are incompatible?
I do think so, yes. I think the overconsumption, and I think our lifestyle, the lifestyle that people live here, the life of comfort, is definitely is what causes that, yeah.
So what steps could we take to reduce this life of comfort and become more sustainable?
I think there needs to be a shift in our lifestyle. I think we need to make our lives a bit more uncomfortable, the way they should be. I think we should be learning of the consequences of all the actions.
Are we doing fascist?
It's already uncomfortable.
Hey, what's up, guys?
As long as we have liberals in the country, it's going to remain uncomfortable. All right, we'll be right back.
Firepower. Weekdays from 7 to 9 p.m. Central Time. Only at band.video.
All right, welcome back, FirePowerNews.com, Will Johnson, Tom Pepper. We have a special guest on with us tonight. I consider this gentleman to be a close friend, John Michael Chambers, JohnMichaelChambers.com. So John Michael Chambers, he's an author, speaker, and national media commentator. John speaks on topics such as the impact of globalization and the change and the challenges facing not only Americans, but all humanity, as well as the second American Revolution, which he says is well underway. All right, John, thank you for joining us. Thank you for coming on. It's a great and pleasure, honor to have you with us. And Tom Pepper, he's going to be riding shotgun with us.
Nice to be with you, Will. And nice to meet you, Tom. I'm happy to be here. What would you like to talk about? There's so much going on.
Yeah, you know, the main thing I'd like to know is about the deep state. Where do you think the current, where is the current state of the deep state?
The current state of the deep state is complete panic, as witnessed by the recent turn of events with Trump's phone call in Russia and all this. They're panicking. They're on the run. They're clogging up the news cycle once again with another complete waste of time. As Attorney General Barr, Tom Fitton, Lindsey Graham, Rudy Giuliani, President Trump and team is going in for the exposing of their crimes. That's what's happening in a broad sense. I mean, we can get into some detail, but, you know, they're playing the same game. Now, the same people that told us that President Trump was a Russian spy, that President Trump colluded and obstructed, are the same people today telling us there's this revelation in this phone call from the leaker, you know. There's nothing there. President Trump knows this. And this will backfire and boomerang on them like everything else has.
Right. It's just like the whistleblowers, which you're referring to. This whole whistleblower, all of a sudden, is that he comes out and he's like blowing a whistle. And they're all trying to figure out what's coming out of the whistle. And they're making up stuff. To give one example, this was a Bloomberg opinion. And I read this in my monologue or in the beginning of the show. It says, this is Bloomberg opinion. I guess they call it opinion just in case if they, you know, get caught telling a lie. And it was like, well, it's just our opinion. I'm kind of baffled on why a media outlet or a supposedly news group like Bloomberg would say opinion in the first place. But anyways, I digress. Okay, so this is what they put out on Twitter. I saw this. It says the Mueller probe should have left Trump actually aware that seeking political backing from a foreign government can carry criminal charges. Okay? They're saying that Trump is doing it. And they said instead, he got on the phone with Zelensky and proceeded to invite a foreign power to interfere into the election. So how is it that they're saying that President Trump got on the phone and did this when they don't even know what's coming out of the whistleblower?
Panic. Desperation, Will. It's just desperation and panic. It is the same modus operandi that they did for 2.5 years or 2 years, whatever it was, on the Mueller witch hunt. They're following the same program, which, bring it on. I'm loving it because we know what the end result is going to be. It'll backfire. It'll open up the can of worms on Biden in the Ukraine, and they're all going down to Chinatown.
That's how it's just I'm sorry to cut you off. It's just like they did with recently here with Kavanaugh, where all of a sudden, again, another female came out, and years ago, back in the 80s, Kavanaugh supposedly put out his manhood and showed it to her. She doesn't recall it. So now it come to find out the New York Times, when they put it out there, they left out some key information, and then they had to drop the whole story because it was fake. But the problem is, after they found out it was false, they still ran with it. It's propaganda on a mass scale. It's unbelievable.
They want to impeach President Trump. We've known about this from the moment he got the nomination in 2016. They will do whatever they have to do to remove him from office and see that he is not reelected. This is, again, about trying to find some grounds to impeach him. This will turn up to be, again, to use the term, a nothing burger. Let him have at it. I fear not. I fear nothing. They're falling right into the trap. It's one thing after another after another, and all of it is backfired. You know, you look through history, recent history, you've got the Mueller hoax, had that work out. You got Kavanaugh, how did that work out? You've got Kathy Griffin hanging the head. How's her career doing? You got Stormy Daniels paying Trump's fees, Avenatti's in prison. Trump is still president. I mean, you fake news, the stats are crashing. Keep attacking this great president because they've lost every battle, and this is going to be just another diversionary tactic. There's no evidence and there is no proof, and now even Pelosi swinging, maybe impeachment, maybe not. Here's my take on impeachment. If it actually gets official to the House, we'll see. Will it get through the House? Probably not. Will it get through the Senate? Dead on arrival.
Absolutely. You know, I think personally, and we can let Tom Pepper jump in here. Whenever you get ready, Tom, I truly believe that, they're doing the climate change to distract us from what the deep state is still doing, because the deep state hadn't gone anywhere. The coup that they were doing, it just kind of slowed down, but I think it only slowed down because the media, the mainstream media is no longer talking about it, or the socialist mainstream media. They never want to talk about the coup that was taking place against President Trump. And now we have this whole climate change coming out where they're talking about that. Like, that's just over the waves. We're talking about it. Everybody's talking about it because they just had a climate rally this past Friday, but it's a whole of the distraction to keep our mind of it. And we still forgot about Andrew McCabe. So if you got a question, Tom, I'll let you ask the question. Then I want to come back and get your opinion about Andrew McCabe.
So kind of getting to what you've been talking about, John, I mean, obviously you track these people and know exactly what their modus operandi is. And it seems to be that whenever a kernel of truth comes out, they have to ratchet up the news cycle with some type of scandal. And it's usually a fake news scandal. And I just have to ask, is this the only trick in their book? And it seems like it doesn't work. To what extent is this, let's throw some fake news out there and see who bites. To what extent is this tactic working? And what else do they have to offer? Do they have anything?
No, Tom, they don't. In my opinion, they have nothing on Trump. It's been 3 years. If they had something on Trump, it would be here by now. And you're right. Look, it's the definition of insanity, right? Over and over again, expecting the same results. The same results will occur, and the same result is going to be, it's going to backfire on them because there's nothing there. Now, as far as McCabe goes, look, McCabe said the same thing recently that Hillary Clinton said 3 years ago, when Hillary said, you know, if you take me down or indict me, you'll take half of Washington with you. McCabe said something quite similar very recently. Well, fantastic, because that's what's going to happen. Andrew McCabe is low-lying fruit about to be plucked, and so is probably Stroke, Comey, and Page for that matter. And this will be the beginning. Fitton's working on this. Giuliani is working on this. McCabe is in serious trouble, and he knows it, and all the other characters and players know it, and this is what they're doing, and it's embarrassing. And this is why Democrats, albeit in the closet, are coming over silently but in droves and going to be voting for President Trump, because they've had it up to their eyeballs, too. I'm not talking about the crazy lunatics. I'm just talking about your good Democrat neighbors.
But yeah.
You know, they're all in serious trouble, and they know it. They have nothing left in their quiver. There's nothing there.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. The crazy lunatics, Democrats, the lunatic Democrats. You're absolutely right. They're not going to stop. They're not going to quit doing what they're doing. I mean, they already know 2 + 2 = 4, but they're going to argue with everybody that 2 + 2 can equal something else, especially if the four decide one day to say, I identify as something else. And so I want to thank both of you. Hold on. We're getting ready to come to a break. Tom Pepper, Riding Shotgun, and John Michael Chambers. JohnMichaelChambers.com. JohnMichaelChambers.com. And when we come back, John, let's talk about your book a little bit. And we're going to talk more about the deep state and what you think the deep state has in plan next. All right. This is Will Johnson, FirepowerNews.com. We'll be right back. Welcome back, FirePowerNews.com. Will Johnson, Tom Pepper. We have our special guest, John Michael Chambers, and that is JohnMichaelChambers.com. All right, so right before we went to the break, John, I was asking you, what do you think the next step is for the deep state? And where do you think they're going to take it? What do you, I mean, so, you know, they keep putting all these distractions before us. So what's going to happen next?
What's going to happen next is hearings, probes, investigations, which is where we are pretty much now. What's next are indictments, prosecutions, Gitmo in jail. That's what's next. They can keep throwing stuff at the president all day long. Nothing sticks. You know, everything they're accusing the president of are the things that they themselves are in fact guilty of. And Rudy Giuliani is going to prove this very soon. He's setting the stage with regards to the Biden issue. And then just very quickly on the climate change, you know, you've got the 4 a.m. talking points out there. Today you listen to, I think it was Schiff, Kamala Harris, Pocahontas, Biden, and Cory Booker and these guys who will soon be out of the race. So will Biden for that matter. They're all talking about, and the term they give them in the email is existential threat. Climate change is an existential threat. Well, you know, Schiff also claimed he had a smoking gun for irrefutable evidence against Trump on collusion and obstruction. Of course, there was nothing there. I can discredit these people all day long, but I don't need to. They've done a good job on their own. And I think your viewers certainly know the character of those names I've just mentioned. The deep state is in trouble. They're in trouble. They met their first formidable challenge. And
Shifty Schiff, if he's going to make that comment that he has the nail in the coffin or he has the smoking gun on the whole Russia collusion, shouldn't he, shouldn't by law he should have to produce that if he's going to make such a statement on the sitting president of the United States? I mean, that would be my thinking. I mean, seriously, if you make any, that's almost like saying that you're going to do something to the president that could be harmful. You should lay it out. I mean, personally, that's what my belief. Do you have any questions, Mr. Pepper?
Well, so I think that one of the things you say is the second American Revolution is well underway, and I certainly hope you're right, and I certainly hope we win. And I guess that is my question. Will the second American Revolution be successful?
It's either us or them. It's that's the stage we're at. We're this close, one election away from losing our republic. Trump doesn't have loser DNA, okay? President Trump is to win. He's going to take them down because they're going to take us down if we don't take them down. Look, it's an intelligence battle. We're growing impatient. A lot of people in America feel we're not really going to go after, you know, the elite, if you will. They're protected. I get that, but that's a new day now. They are going to go down because it's an intelligence battle, and it's a battle that we're winning, and the pendulum has shifted because the hunters – have now become the hunted, and we're going after them. And it's very, very close. Pfizer will bring down the House. The Inspector General report was to lay the groundwork to expose Comey officially. 79 pages, 25 violations of their own FBI code. Comey is now known in all circles everywhere through that report to be a liar and a leaker. And they'll take them down now with Pfizer. The stage is being set. It's death by a thousand lashes. So we are winning this battle. And again, if we lose it, we lose everything. It's lights out for America. So this is America's second revolution. And I do believe we're beginning to win the battles. I really do.
Yeah, I think we have an opportunity of losing it if we don't reelect President Trump in 2020. You know, so let me ask you this. With all of the stuff with the Democrats are getting exposed for all of the stuff that they've been doing, do you think that they would how do I want to say this? Do you think they would increase their craziness towards the president and their craziness of the information that they're relaying to the American people? Because a lot of the stuff that they're bringing out is meaningless, is pointless. They blatantly go with a lie and telling the American people that it's factual information. Prime example, this whistleblower. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I haven't seen a single thing that has been tangible proof that anything that came out of this whistleblower, that President Trump did something that was inappropriate as a sitting president of the United States. Now, have you? Maybe I just missed it.
There's nothing there. Again, it's the playbook. It's the same thing you did on the witch hunt. You know, tell a lie, tell it often enough, and people will believe it. But guess what? You keep doing this, and you keep failing at it, they're not believing anymore. Bill Weld, I think his name is, on CNN said today or yesterday, calling for Trump's death because the punishment for treason is death. Well, I'm so glad he said that because he's raising the awareness for the left audience to understand that the punishment for treason is death, because the real news story, which didn't make the news a couple of months ago, President Trump at the briefing for the agriculture and the farmers, a reporter yelled out, "Mr. President, the Constitution states that the punishment for treason is execution. You, sir, have accused your adversaries of execution, of treason. Would you name them?" And Trump went, "Sure, Comey, Stroke, Page, McCabe, and others much higher up than that." And that's a video that I posted up from Right Side Broadcasting on the article I wrote on johnmichaelchambers.com because it got scrubbed and censored right away. The real treason is them. And again, everything they're accusing the president of are the things they themselves are guilty of. So, you know, it's just another terrific waste of everything. But
I completely agree. It is a waste. Mr. Pepper, do you have another question?
So we're talking a lot about what they're doing to fight back against Trump and now what Trump is going to do to politically fight back against them. What do you see as the biggest threat Trump faces from the deep state going into 2020, this very important election?
That's a great, great question, Tom. The biggest threat our president faces, in my opinion, is rigging the computers and other mechanisms the election. But I believe the president is working on that. He's spoken about the importance of counting paper ballots again. I wrote about this in my book, Trump and the Resurrection of America, a whole chapter on voter fraud, free and fair elections. And I described in that book exactly what was done on those central servers to fractionalize the vote count away from Trump over to Hillary. But we're on to that now. The White Hats actually deployed counter AI in the nick of time to stop the complete theft. So to answer your question, Tom, I think the biggest threat and the only real threat is stealing the election. But I have confidence in Trump and the good guys, if you will, to help prevent this from occurring. So prayer for those of faith to keep our president and his family safe. And I'll tell you what, the Republicans, you know, forget about the Democrats. They're going to come over and vote. The lunatics, God will deal with later. But we've got to get our fellow Republicans who aren't registered to vote and the Christian community to get out there and vote. Exactly. And it's a lot
Break in, Tom. I want to thank you, John, for coming on with us. In 20 seconds, tell everyone how they can find out more about you, johnmichaelchambers.com, and your book. One more time, how they can get your book.
You bet. Trump and the Resurrection of America, pre-orders on Amazon.com. My website takes you to my portal, johnmichaelchambers.com. And I want to say God bless you, Will, for the great, brave work you're doing.
Firepower with Will Johnson.
All right, welcome back, FirepowerNews.com. Will Johnson, Tom Pepper. All right, so earlier, Mr. Tom, we were talking about Greta and, you know, we're playing a video and she's doing her speech. And I said, you know, it reminded me of, you know, what it didn't remind me of, let me say it clearly. It made me think that she probably got this speech from someplace else, possibly maybe from a Nazi back in the day saying something. And I'm just saying, you know, someone's probably going out right now and finding something how to match it up, how the two and two can come together, you know, and it was kind of weird, you know, and all of a sudden, bam, guess what? We now have a video showing exactly what I was talking about. I mean, that's the speed of the internet.
That's right. Well, that's the information war, because to be clear, this was not planned. We did not know this video was being produced, but it is exactly what Will and I were talking about. It's a comparison of how this little girl might as well come out of a 1940s German propaganda film. I absolutely love the guys over at InfoWars because only they could work at this incredible speed.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. So we're going to go ahead and play this clip. It's going to be the remainder of this segment. And then after this segment, we're going to play the clip with the Joker. With the Joker coming out, okay? All right, fellas, in the control room, let's go ahead and play that clip so everyone can see the comparisons of Nazi Germany to today.
Are you ready, sir? Are you ready?
Thank you very much.
People are dying. People are dying. This is serious.
Already, there are people who are dying from results of climate change.
In 80 years, there could be a mass extinction event.
It's a crisis that could, at its worst, lead to extinction.
And we only really reasonably have 10 to 12 years to stop it.
We will die. I'm sure of it.
The world is going to end in 12 years if we don't address climate change.
Entire ecosystems are collapsing. We are in the beginning of a mass extinction.
Für richtig hältst, ob du glaubst, dass ich fleißig bin.
More than 70 years ago, Adolf Hitler cryptically stated, first you get the women, then you've got the children, so follow the men.
I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you?
This is child abuse.
You have stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words, and yet I'm one of the lucky ones.
Greta Thunberg is a victim. Greta Thunberg is autistic. She has Asperger's. And like so many other children in history who've been handicapped, she's been taken advantage of by her Antifa parents and by the left. And she's a symbol of how the children across the West are brainwashed and told that they're killing the earth and killing animals and are being taught to hate themselves. Well, now the world has been shocked by a video that just came out today where she is showing Hitlerian hatred and arrogance towards everyone that haven't accepted her list of political demands, which would kill billions of people and shut down the West.
People are suffering. People are dying. Entire ecosystems are collapsing. We are in the beginning of a mass extinction.
She wants all carbon, all gas, all coal to be shut down. She wants only countries like China, India, and others even be able to operate.
The popular idea of cutting our emissions in half in 10 years only gives us a 50% chance of staying below 1.5 degrees and the risk of setting off irreversible chain reactions beyond human control.
This is economic warfare by the globalist. And the very Hollywood scum that flies around all these private jets that lecture us that we shouldn't have a lifestyle at all are the very ones that exempt themselves from the rules they're foisting upon us. The studies are conclusive and they are legion. If you cut carbon on this planet, if you take fossil fuels away, civilization will collapse, billions will die, and we will return to the Stone Age.
The world is waking up, and change is coming, whether you like it or not. We'll be watching you.
We are watching you, she says. whether it was under Hitler or Mao Zedong, there's nothing more dangerous than the youth whipped up on a supposed mission to save the world when all they ever do is kill millions.
You are failing us. But the young people are starting to understand your betrayal. The eyes of all future generations are upon you. And if you choose to fail us, I say we will never forgive you. We will not let you get away with this. Right here, right now, is where we draw the line.
Synchronicity, serendipity. During one of these hate-filled rants today, President Trump showed up during her speech and stole her thunder. And as we slow this video down, you can see, again, what can only be described as Hitlerian hatred. Look at the contortions and the twisted look in her face and the glaring hate coming out of her eyes. Poor little Greta has been turned into an engine of deindustrialization, of societal collapse, and genocide.
How dare you pretend that this can be solved with just business as usual and some technical solutions? There will not be any solutions or plans presented in line with these figures here today, because these numbers are too uncomfortable, and you are still not mature enough to tell it like it is.
Filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza and others have shown the parallels between Greta and Joseph Goebbels' Nazi Hitler Youth posters. These, too, were brainwashed children told that they were saving their Reich and the Earth from evil.
If you really understood the situation and still kept on failing to act, then you would be evil.
I have three daughters, and a lot of their friends over the years have told me that they feel bad and they feel evil and that humans are inherently bad because we're killing the Earth. This is the vicious brainwashing that children across the board are going through. And Greta, because she's autistic, has taken on the mantle of a savior who is here to force us to submit to the will of her controllers. The multinational banks that write her scripts, and the corporate media that force feed their propaganda through her little hate-filled mouth.
And all you can talk about is money and fairy tales of eternal economic growth. How dare you?
One does not even need to scratch the surface of the modern environmental movement to understand it is an anti-human, post-human, neo-eugenics, trans-humanist movement teaching humanity to hate itself and to destroy civilization and turn all power and control over to a technocracy who will guard the planet via the orderly extermination of humans. And then out of this will be the rise of the new age human that's merged with silicon. I know that sounds insane because cults are insane, but this is the guiding directive of the globalist at Davos and their admitted plan. The very same public education systems that are brainwashing our children and teaching them to hate themselves are also promoting the sexualization of children and pedophilia and schools teaching children how to masturbate. There is no end to what the corporate-controlled left will do to plant their flag on humanity and domesticate us once and for all. Bill Gates and his father, who ran Planned Parenthood, are right. We need to dumb down, sterilize, and abort as many people as we can. We need to put as much fluoride in the water of those that are born to dumb them down as much as possible so they're more easily managed. You see, I've decided to try to join Bill Gates and try to start thinking like him. Worldwide, he directed genetically engineered mosquitoes to bite us and give us diseases. But he said it was in the name of helping people. Just like he funded the projects of these, quote, sterilized male mosquitoes that would go out in Brazil and cause the other mosquito populations to implode. But now they mutated and the numbers exploded. And suddenly the mosquitoes are making people much sicker. Oh, it wasn't a mistake. None of it was.
Now, malaria's, of course, transmitted by mosquitoes. I brought some here. There's no reason only poor people should have the experience.
Let me tell you. Except 5G, 4G, 3G. It's killing us all. We deserve to die. And don't go.
All right. Welcome back. Firepowernews.com. Will Johnson, Tom Peppert. Okay, so this next video clip that we're getting ready to show you, this is one that is talking about the new Joker movie. And there's so many, I like to say there's subliminal messages that they put out there, and there's like indoctrination on a different level, on a different scale. And how do you do that? Reach people. You ever go to the movies when you're a kid and you saw a kung fu movie? Did you ever do that? When you watch a kung fu movie and then after the kung fu movie, you go back out and then you feel like you can do the kung fu? Think about that. Think about how they do it on a mass scale. So they even got people acting out there in these crazy leftist liberals acting like the Joker. They want to act out these different insane scenes. They love these characters, and they think these characters should be reality. And a lot of them, they have fixed it in their mind for these characters to be reality. But check this out. This is a take on it, on the Joker movie. You've got to check this out. And to see the whole thing, go over to band.video to watch the whole thing. It's about 19 minutes long. So go over to band.video to watch the whole thing. All right, let's roll to that clip.
For my whole life, I didn't know if I even really existed. But I do. And people are starting to notice.
Think this is funny? Is this a joke to you?
Murray, one small thing.
Yeah.
When you bring me out, can you introduce me as Joker?
And the criminals are running the asylum, that they want to have a blood feast on us like they had in communist China, 60 plus million, and Soviet Russia, 50 plus million, and Hitler, 40 plus million, total dead, including 20 million Germans. If you want to be part of this blood feast, you're invited to dinner, but on the table, like a suckling hog.
October 4th, mark your calendars. That's the date we're all told by Hollywood and the corporate media, breathlessly, that Joaquin Phoenix's greatest role, it won at Venice in France, the Joker. It's coming out, and the critics that have seen it in the screenings, they say that the mere mortals can't even understand the plot because it's so sophisticated. It's so incredible. Well, let me give you a spoiler alert. There's nothing sophisticated about the film. I've been given a full synopsis by contacts I have inside that vampire kingdom known as L.A., and it matches with the leaks and reviews I've seen. I'm about to tell you exactly what happens in the movie and why it's being put out now, and what its real message is to the public.
You know why they call him the Joker? Because it's a big joke to them that they're poisoning your water supply, and that your children are deformed and get cancer when they're 10 years old. Because it's a big joke to the New World Order, all the things they're doing to you, and how childlike you are.
Modern psychology and psychiatry is a new priesthood. It's only been around 200 years or so. But from my research, Carl Jung and Joseph Campbell and others have the best take on psychology as a lens, a thought system to see the world through. But it doesn't mean it's God, doesn't mean it has all the answers. And Hollywood and the entire psychological system has admittedly been used for more than 70 years to shape the minds and attitudes of not just the people in America, but the people of the world. Carl Jung talked about archetypes, and the Joker is in the tarot deck. It's also in a deck of bicycle playing cards. Well, who is the Joker in archetype? He's a clown. He's a servant of the king, but he's allowed to speak his mind and entertain, but also play tricks. The exaggerated red lips and smiling teeth are not the smile of a friend. No, it's the smile of a great white shark coming out of the water and attacking its prey. It's the smile of a lion or a tiger when it pulls back its lips to bite into you or your wife or your child. It's the leering face of a pack of wild wolves chasing you through the woods. So at a primitive level, the Joker is a man beast. He is possessed. He is filled with a demonic intelligence that only the wild can give him because he's let himself go of any inhibition. The Joker is a human that has given himself over to the knowledge of evil, that has empowered himself to do things others will not do. At least that's what your run-of-the-mill devil worshiper or Luciferian or Aleister Crowleyite will tell you. The truth is the Joker is a loser. People that buy into the archetype end up destroying themselves and a bunch of other people usually along the way with them. But in the DC universe for the last 70 years, he's Arthur Fleck. Now, the filmmakers tell you over and over again, this is not the Joker of comic books. Oh, no, this is entirely new and something really deep and special. Well, the truth is, the original Joker is an archetype of a very evil, wicked person who only cares about themselves and wants to overthrow God's existing order and create a hell on earth that he controls. We saw that during the French Revolution, which was admittedly carried out by Luciferians who wanted to overthrow civilization and even the family and set up hell on earth with themselves in charge. Oh, and many of those pushing the French Revolution and other similar communist revolutions that came out of it, in many cases, would dress up when they went out to commit murders like clowns. And that's really the true genius of the original comic book creators and people that made them popular, like Stan Lee. They understood that they could take already existing characters that were real in the world and then take them and exaggerate them, put them on paper and on the big screen. Just as Greek gods were simply a hyped up version of traits that the Greeks saw in people, Hollywood has done the same thing today. Now let's get into the new Joker film itself. This individual lives with his mommy in her basement. He has Tourette's syndrome and laughs and makes weird noises at inopportune times and gets beat up. He's disempowered. His life is hellish. The critics tell him that he sucks. Well, isn't this Hollywood itself down 40% at the box office, collapsing? Every other person's a comic. No one actually wants to work or raise a family. So this is that, again, archetype of the communist or of the Jacobin, of the French Revolution, that none of us are going to work. None of us are going to get jobs. And the only way we're going to ever be successful is if we overthrow the big corrupt system that is Gotham. And we go out and show them that we can be more evil than the system itself, that we can mastermind and engineer and organize all these other people to carry out crimes. But like a sick, twisted Robin of Locksley or Robin Hood, they do it to people, in many cases, that actually deserve it because the stagnant system needs to be burned down and rebuilt. And who better to do it than the Joker? If you go back to the original days of the DC universe with the Joker in the 50s and 60s, we see someone who really enjoys poisoning the population, putting things into the water, the food or cosmetics or air, that only when you come into contact with both of them does it actually hurt or kill you.
Smiley.
What is it?
Love that Joker.
Uh-oh. You don't look happy. He's been using Brand X. Joker brand. I get a grin. Again and again.
Now, I wonder where all those famous writers of the comic books got an idea like that. Because back at the time, in the 40s and 50s, it was a big debate about how the Soviets and the Nazis put fluoride in the water to dumb people down, lower their fertility, and make them more easily manageable.
And so that's why the joke is on you. And that's why it's going to continue going on week after week, month after month, year after year. The joke's on you. What's scary? Somebody in some clown makeup? Because that can get your attention. That freaks you out at a primitive level. Nightmares out of your subconscious. But you're not afraid of some gentlemanly middle-aged man who sits there talking with a sweet, calm voice, but tremulating with power and dark ghosts of death. When when they write in Eco-Science, the National Science Czar's own government policy book, how they're poisoning your water supply, how they'll take all children at birth and raise them in government dormitories and do medical experiments on them, and how they'll bring in total charity and put implants in your body to control every facet. You know what's funny? Even though this book's free online at major university websites, you little bastards out there are going to go watch your TV and your movies, and you're going to sit there and laugh at me right now and not check any of it out.
Hollywood would love for you to believe that this is some new angle they've come up with. But no.